A word, sweet lady and gentleman, I pray you hear why on I appear. I am the prologue. Of the custom of a prologue to his story, and as he would revive for you the ancient glory, he send me to speak before you, but not to praise as once of old. That the tears of the actor are false and real, that his sighs and cries and the pain that is told, he has no heart to feel. No, no, our author tonight, the chapter will borrow from life with its laughter and sorrow. Is not the actor a man with a heart like you? Oh, it's for men that our author has written, and the story he tells you is true. Oh, to tender memories, deep in his listening heart, one day was ringing, and then with a trembling heart, he wrote it and he marked the time with sighs and tears. And then, here on the day, shall behold us in human fashion, and see the sad fruits of love and passion. Hearts that weep and languish, cries of pain and anguish, and it's a letter. When you look on us, glad in our modesty and deem self. For the human heart, beating with passion, we are but men like you. For gladness or sorrow, is the same broad heaven above us, the same wide lonely world before us. Will ye hear then the story, how it unfolds itself, surely in heaven? Come then, bring up the curtain.